Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this time, short time that of this podcast and into our entire day. I pray that you're with that one who's listening. Jesus, reveal yourself to them. Amen. Jesus the Christ is God Almighty. He's the Lord. And the purpose of our existence on the earth is to know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. That's the purpose of, that's why we are here. And it's so ironic and tragic that most people will not find Jesus on the earth, and tragically, their eternity, they will spend eternity in hell. Now, this is not right. God wants, He does not want anyone to perish. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him and relies on Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And that's the reason we're on the earth. I do want, this is Wonder in Reality. My name's Jim. We do want to offer teachings, specific teachings, and our books on our website have a lot of specific teachings. But I want to continue to focus on the big picture, on the glory of the Lord. That's the name of this series. The glory of the Lord is Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, when we go deeper with Him, we begin to see and experience Him in that way. We must continue on with Him. There's four phases, really, of walking with Him. Three of walking with the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a mystery around that, though. You know, this is a mystery. Jesus said to you, it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Just the fact that God wants a relationship with us is just beyond our comprehension. That it's a mystery. I mean, it's the greatest thing a human being could ever be offered. Even just to meet Him for 10 seconds, for 1 minute, to just have one meal with Him. Oh, that would be the greatest thing ever. Yet He offers us to live with Him forever and to come and make His home with us. Jesus said that. Jesus said, if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Glory to God. How do we do that? We don't even need the Bible. It's great that we have the Bible, and we should always revere the Bible and the Word of God. But someone doesn't need a Bible because it's just seeking Him with our whole heart. Giving Him everything we have. That's the answer, really. Seeking God Almighty, and when we seek Him, we will begin to see that, yes, He's the one true God, and He's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And when you meet Him, that's when somebody meets Him, the Holy Spirit, He's the only one they will want. You know, if somebody's not interested in walking with Jesus Christ, you know, if they're not into it, it simply means they haven't met the Holy Spirit yet. And really, that could be because we, the body of Christ, we're not doing our job in getting the anointing so that people will catch the Spirit. And we must... God must deliver us from ourselves and from our old ways and our past and our preconceived notions. You know, We should pray, God, turn me upside down. Dump all the things out of me that you don't want and turn me right side up and fill me up with what you want me to have. Amen. And that's, let's come to him. We can come to him every day with that, you know, new, it's a new day. His mercies are new every morning. And one of the things, you know, that keeps people from coming to Jesus Christ, people in the first world, you know, they see it as something that being a, you know, they see it as religion, or they think it's for weak people and people who can't make it on their own. And self-will is the ultimate sin that keeps people from Jesus Christ. But, and Jesus said something to Mary Baxter in Divine Revelation of Heaven and Hell. He said, very few, not many noble have responded to my call. You know, generally, it's not cool to be in ministry and to follow Jesus Christ. It's not cool. It's not, you know, hip and sexy and like, you know, it's cool to be on your own and be your own God and to make it. You know, and when somebody says, I manage alone, you know, and somebody's made it and they've got the career and they've got, you know, and they're their own God. That's cool. You know, they're strong, they're tough, they're, you know, and we need, you know, one of the keys is a broken and contrite spirit before him. We need that. And we need to fear him. Humble ourselves before him. He's God Almighty. Amen. Specific teachings, like in, I want to get into those in Numbers, the serpent bit people and many died, but then God told Moses, raise up the serpent on a pole, and whoever looks at the serpent will live, who's been bitten will live. That's amazing. Jesus referred to that. He said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Jesus became our sin. He was lifted up on the cross and became our sin. Anyone who looks upon him and relies on him shall live. Amen, amen. It all makes sense. It's the Holy Spirit is the whole key. And no one can give you that. Why? Because we must go direct. We get to go directly to him. Amen. We get to go directly to him every day, all the time. That's the way it has to be. It should be. You know, we shouldn't go through someone else. Now, we need to always be in fellowship with others. We need to have, you know, teachers are great. Pastors, we got to have a pastor. And all of that is great. But we must have our own well, so to speak, our own glory to God, direct connection with him. And it's so simple and easy. We go directly to him. Amen.